signs of the time on cardboard and corners in town.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. It is the 22nd of December, 2009. We received three Christmas cards from our listeners out there. They must be really in a humbug funk this holiday season. But we would understand if you are. By the way, this is what Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, I didn't even know we had one of these, Democrat out of Rhode Island, and this is over the, well, just the disenfranchised people out there, the birthers, the fanatics in the right-wing militia, the Aryan Nation people, and, well, just the lunatic fringe in general. Here's the wonderful senator decrying the fact that socialism and what is called a Democrat nowadays, the liberals or progressives, they're being called out for what they are, and we're now just the lunatic right-wing fringe militia. If you would, dear, crank this microphone up here. Thank you very much.
And why? Why all this discord and discourtesy, all this unprecedented destructive action? All to break the momentum of our new young president.
Ooh.
They are desperate to break this president. They have ardent supporters who are nearly hysterical at the very election of President Barack Obama.
Hussein
the
birthers, Obama.
The fanatics, the people running around in right-wing militias and Aryan support groups.
Ooh.
It is unbearable to them that President Barack Obama should exist. That is one powerful reason. It is not the only one. The insurance industry, one of the most powerful lobbies in politics, is another reason. The bad behavior you see on the Senate floor is the last thrashing throes of the health insurance industry as it watches its business model die.
Now, this is the follow-up on questioning him to clarify what he was talking about on the Senate floor.
Called supporters, or rather people who weren't supporting the health care bill, Aryan types, birthers. You're calling them racist, sir. Can you explain that?
I didn't say that. You should listen more closely.
All right. Can you elaborate so then I understand?
I'll stand by the speech.
Okay. Well, what did you mean that they're birthers and they're attacking the president?
There are birthers and they are attacking the president.
Okay, well then what did you mean that there are Aryans? Are you saying the people who don't support the bill are Aryans, sir?
I didn't say that. Again, pay attention to the speech.
Well, were you alluding that they're racist, sir?
Pay attention to the speech. You're putting an awful lot of words in my mouth that aren't there. Let's just calm down. Pay attention to what I actually said.
Okay, well, sir, you're making a lot of implications there. The people who don't support health care happen to be racist.
And at this point, he ducks in the elevator. Just listen to my speech. Well, she did. She was asking questions on clarification of what he was saying. She was not putting words in his mouth. Putting words is making a statement, well, you said, and this means. No. She was simply questioning him on the statement and asking for clarification. Kind of like being on Jeopardy. You know, what is racism? Well, he wouldn't answer the question. Just refer back to my speech. It doesn't have anything to do, and they drag the Aryan Nations in on this deal because the guy's, well, he's half white, which is all right. He's half brown. He might be able to stick around. No, this isn't the problem. People in this country, I don't think at this point, give a damn what color the president is. They care about his politics and his Marxist philosophy. Democrats have got this all screwed up. So, Mr. Whitehouse, keep on doing what you're doing. I hope you have a place to run when the Second American Revolution comes around to a neighborhood near you.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let us go directly to the phones. Oh, by the way, we forgot the deal of the day, the Bob Chacon deal of the day. What do you got, Rob?
Let me just add a little irony to that senator. Is he a senator or is he a congressman?
No, he was a senator.
He's a senator, yes. He said the insurance's business model has been dismantled. Well, in case he hasn't been noticing, health insurance, HMO, company stock is pretty much across the board, just all hit 52-week highs. So if the health insurance bill was decimating the insurance industry, it's sure not showing up in their stock price. Bob Chapman, Tuesday special, brilliant uncirculated, cannot emphasize that word enough, brilliant uncirculated, Swiss 20 franc, $259. If you order 20 or more, will receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster. It doesn't mean you have to order a 20. It just simply means if you order 20 or more, which is $5,180, you will receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster. Or if you already get it, you can give it away as a stocking stuffer, or you can get an extension.
And you can get a mug, which, by the way, we put these on our online store, the RBN mug. They're selling. So people are finding other ways rather than buying the insurance policy at cut rate prices, getting the international forecaster, they're now purchasing the mug. So, well, hey.
I noticed nobody tried to steal a mug at the Freedom Summit.
Somebody did.
Somebody did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody walked up. It could have had something to do with the politician that was there that had his own mugs. Please take one free. So they probably thought it was free. Bob, that noise is coming from your end. I think you got your little mic on your thing there a little bit too close. Okay. All right. So that's 5180, and that's delivered. All right.
That's delivered. 800-691-7898. Which, just to rub it in, just simply because I have to.
You have.
If you were to buy 20 Swiss francs from a very well-known gold company that has its headquarters on Santa Monica Boulevard, those 20 coins will cost you $8,880.
Yeah, but Mr. Smith, he's not going to Washington. He's going to the bank. And see, he needs that extra money to do more advertising to sell people gold that's overpriced. See, yeah. It just... He's helping people, Robbie.
Yeah.
First he helps himself generously. You know, that's like sitting at a table around a holiday meal. And everybody's got a relative that does this. We'll take the dish when it's passed to him, take more in his share, and guess what? They don't look around the table and figure, okay, there's this many people here. You know, I'll take this, and, well, if there's any leftovers or I want a second helping, I'll wait till everybody gets theirs. No. They'll scoop it out, plop it on their plate, and, well, I got my turn, yours is next. That's what Mr. Smith reminds me of. I'll take my hefty helping up front, and the hell with the rest of you. But he's got Pat Boone and Jesus.
No, that's the other gold company.
Which one were you talking about?
I was talking about the gold company that had a former mint director as its spokesman until he dropped dead, Jay Johnson.
Oh,
he dropped dead?
Yeah, Jay Johnson, spokesman for Gold Line. Oh, he died of a heart attack about 2 months ago.
Really?
And they only recently took his commercials off the air. Sort of like a Billy Mays thing.
But that bothers me when people, you know, it's not, they say don't speak ill of the dead, but to keep running commercials of somebody when you look at him, you're thinking, this guy's dead.
Yeah, well, not many people knew who Jay Johnston was.
But everybody knew who Billy Mays was that had a voice that was this loud. You couldn't miss him. But to see those commercials, I mean, no respect even for the dead. If they can keep cranking the commercials out that he had already cut and they hadn't pasted together for distribution, they got a pitch man that's dead. Now, how disgusting is that?
They went from...
The word is lugubrious.
Lugubrious?
Yeah.
I'll have to keep that in my book.
Now their spokesman's Glenn Beck.
Oh, God. You're there.
You mean the... The jokester?
Drunkard and comedian now turned serious journalist.
Giving gold a bad name.
Oh, terrible. You know that I've been beating him hands down in all the polls?
We won't tell Glenn that. That might drive him back to the bottle. Hey,
well, I'm telling you, his network knows it. Believe me.
What, you mean Lou Dobbs? Is he still on CNN?
Oh, he's way down the list. He's Dobbs, about 20th.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs left CNN a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but...
He's still got radio.
Well, if the TV is dropping, I would imagine that radio is doing that as well.
Well, I think his, after all, the good that he tried to do... after he left CNN, he wanted to run for president and said that he really didn't mean what he said about the illegal aliens in the country, and he lost his credibility in totality. He's finished. It's over.
My, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
Jasper in Massachusetts. Hello, Jasper.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Is Bob Warren out there? Was he falling asleep for a second?
No. He just had...
No, I was just wondering what the temperature was in Watertown.
It'd make you sleepy. It's nice and toasty in here and snowy and gross outside.
Now you think of it as being gross. I'm down here in Texas, and I haven't seen snow since Hector was a pup. I'd trade a little bit of that snow.
Well, it's nice for about 5 minutes here, and then someone steps in it.
Yeah, but see, Jasper, you got to put up with that every year, you see.
Yeah.
I know what it's like living up north, and winter comes, and it seems to last for 8 months, and yeah, I understand.
It does.
But down
it does. There's no fall, and there's no spring in Boston.
Really? I didn't know.
No, just they don't exist, basically. You get maybe a week or two of one or the other if you're lucky, but summer almost invariably turns into winter with no anything in between.
Well, aside from the weather, Jasper, what's on your mind today?
Well, that was a great clip you played, and I just wanted to drop a brief comment, a thought on that first, which is that I think it's interesting that that these vindictive politicians and venomous leader types seem to consistently judge us for the worse and expect things out of us that I'm surprised at, that they think we would be that way or react this way or that. I feel like they're misjudging the public more and more, and I guess that's a sign of general disconnect. But do you notice that as well?
Well, I do, and I think it's money. You know, how much can you pay me? You look at the holdouts for the medical reform legislation. They're talking $300 million there, $30 million here, $50 million there. I mean,
yeah, but I think it's a real mistake. They're making mistakes based on these judgments. I don't think that. I think they're trying to they're trying to take actions that depend upon us being as evil as they imagine us to be, which is, you know, as evil as them, basically. And it turns out that people are getting over stuff like you know, racial divides, and getting over stuff like not knowing where to get any kind of real news. You know, we're getting over this stuff, and, you know, I think America is almost getting a little sense of identity back, and it's really changing the fishing, so to speak, for these people who depend on nastiness for a lot of their plans to work, and stuff's just falling through for them left and right because that nastiness doesn't bite. Anyway.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, by and large, his statements reflect, obviously, the viewpoints that are echoed on a daily basis by so-called mainstream conservative talk show hosts.
I think
such as Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, and Glenn Beck. I mean, these are the people that are portraying the conservatives as nut jobs.
You think people are really buying it, though?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, all you got to... I don't listen to them because it just irritates me. But if you listen to them, they are giving the left all the ammunition they could ever wish for.
I don't think it's like it used to be, though. I don't like that Nancy Pelosi comment about seeing swastikas. I just don't think people believe that the way they used to believe something like that. I really think that fundamentally there's a shift, and it just doesn't have the bite at all that it used to.
Well, Jasper, but you also keep in mind what you're also seeing. The political paradigm that the party used to believe in, you can't believe in anymore.
Exactly.
You know, and people understand conservatism in this country, and it's got not a damn thing to do, I should say, with being fiscally conservative. This is what is being passed off as being a conservative in this country anymore, that at least financially you're conservative. Really?
Right.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Back, Larry in Florida. You're up next. Hello, Larry.
Yes. I had my microphone muted. That senator, he should replace the word president with Marxist. Our young Marxists, that we're trying to derail our Marxist president or Marxist Obama. It's just disgusting to hear stuff like that.
Well, and it is, and you're exactly right. It doesn't have anything to do with their skin color. They're trying to still play the race card on this deal. And I think the majority of people in this country would give their eye teeth for something other than a Bill Clinton or a George Bush. You know, if there is any failings, it's Barry Sartorio, and you're exactly right. It's his Marxist philosophy. What they're feeling now, Larry, is the backlash against Marxism and its entrails, and they're not liking it. You're seeing a major shift, a political shift in this country, and they're having their head handed to them, and they don't like it. So they're lashing out and name-calling. You know, you're a white supremacist militia, Aryan Nation skinhead with a Nazi tattoo in the middle of your forehead.
I don't think anybody's buying that anymore. But at this point, one of the reasons I called, I wanted to go back to the one caller who had the annuity.
Yeah.
And did y'all suggest that she liquidate the annuity or the IRA? to buy gold and silver, or I caught part of it.
Yeah,
but
well,
I wasn't sure.
I said I wished I had that problem to consider. I would immediately do that. I would take the hit.
You would liquidate it.
Yeah, absolutely, I would. Because okay. this is an annuity. This is paper in somebody else's hands. When the bottom drops out, it's going to drop. And don't expect a check in the mail from a company or whatever, wherever she's got her annuity, to still be there and honoring its commitments.
Well, are you suggesting that she liquidate the annuity or liquidate the IRA? I mean, she can liquidate the annuity and hold the IRA and not pay the tax and penalties. And she could go out and get a self-directed IRA and buy gold.
Yeah, she's already got a self-directed annuity, which would put her in a catbird seat.
401k.
Yeah, for a 401k. And if she rolled it into an IRA, she would be chief cook and bottle washer on that one as well. And the problem is that people hesitate when they think that they're going to get penalized. You know, I've got $300,000, but without even touching that $300,000, next week, next month, next year, that's going to be worth less and less and less and less. Whereas precious metals will at least be somewhat of an insurance policy for these people. You know, they've got...
Yeah, well...
This, you know.
What I'm saying is that she doesn't have to liquidate her IRA to buy gold and silver. She can move her self-directed 401k with whatever company she's with and move it into a self-directed IRA and find a custodian and purchase gold and silver. She can't hold it on her person, but they store it at Brinks or wherever, and she doesn't have to take the big tax hit.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's stored in Delaware.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Robbie.
Wait
a minute, Jasper. You said, Robbie, what?
Stored in Delaware. That's the IRS's. It went from HSBC Bank to Delaware.
Jasper, let me ask you this.
This is Larry.
I'm sorry, Larry. I'm looking at my screen.
Right.
I didn't refresh it. My apologies. Let me ask you a question, Larry. If you were in this position, what the heck would you do? Would you leave your valuables in somebody else's hands, or would you want to take physical possession of it?
Well, I guess a tough call. You know, if things just melt down, you know, who's to say that even if you held the gold and silver that you would be able to trade with it or buy anything or convert it into whatever new currency.
All right.
I mean, that's a big guess.
Yeah. Well, Larry, you know what? That kind of mentality, Vegas needs your kind of people. They need you to keep throwing the dice. They don't need you to make prudent, strident moves. In other words, what I'm saying is that you've seen enough shenanigans out there. You're seeing the dollar being devalued. You've got other people holding on to your goodies, and I'm saying don't trust a damn one of them. Bob, what would you do? You haven't chimed in on this deal, really.
Until I see any sign whatsoever of government attempting in any possible beginning ways of capturing retirement plans and putting them into Social Security as an example. If I don't see any of that, I usually tell people to hold that 401k in an IRA until we do see something like that. Because it's got to come out of a committee. We'll know right away. And the minute, you know, they start discussing in the committee, well, you just liquidate. On the other hand, in the meantime, you can avoid the 10% in the lady's case. She would wait 2.5 years. Maybe it would be okay, maybe it won't. It's a risk you take.
The Vegas mentality, right, man.
Hey, one last thing.
Hang on a second, Larry. I'm up. Larry, hang on a second. I'm up against the break. Hang on. We'll carry you through.
Okay.
800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back. Larry, you had something there?
Yeah, I wanted to just mention that one of your radio hosts who I listen to intently and actually practice some of his solutions is Ralph Winwood.
Right.
And I got to tell you that if you want to get to the bottom of all this mess, is Winterwood has done the research that is just impeccable.
Do you ever listen to the Monday program, my program?
No. Is he on there?
No.
Okay.
I'm speaking of Dr. Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald. Okay. I've been doing a series of...
Go ahead.
I've been doing...
Those are the guys that wrote the book?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I got the book, and I read the book.
Okay.
Very good book.
Yes, it is. Hey, thanks for your call, Larry. I appreciate it.
Hey, okay. Right. Thanks for listening to me.
Thank you. Mike in Ohio. Hello, Mike. Mike.
First off, I'd like to say that that senator's comments kind of offended me. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. Because I don't think there's been... I haven't heard anything about the Aryan fellowship or any of this other stuff. I thought that was a kind of a cheap shot.
I think it was intended to be a cheap shot. And they're desperate, as John said, and so they're going to lash out. I mean, they're talking about militia. What militia? They're talking about these other kinds of people. How many are there? 1,500 in the entire country? I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous. And you're right in being disappointed in what the senator had to say.
I was offended, Bob.
Well, should be. I was, too. Because he's calling all the people who disagree with the president and what he's doing terrible things. He's, attacking our character.
Harry Reid said the same thing.
Nancy Pelosi.
Well, then it's the theme among those people.
Yeah, if you oppose Obama, you're a racist.
And
terrible.
And if you were a good little commie in Soviet Union, you wouldn't extol the virtues of some capitalist. You wouldn't, you know. I mean, it's crazy, but this shows the political shift in Washington, D.C., that these people are so brazen now, they've supplanted our form of government with, and again, I'll say this, a certain amount of fascism and socialism and communism. You that are an American, when you voice your opinion against this, then you're called a radical, then you're called a racist, then you're called a skinhead or a neo-Nazi, because you're not going along with the socialization of America or the fascism that is running rampant in this country. You're just not American. You're something less than American. So therefore, you need to be name called.
Yeah, it's just another.
And you're absolutely right, John. And if they knew the word, they'd use it, and that's Undermenschen.
Which means? No.
In German, Hitler used to use it all the time in regard to people he didn't care for, and it's called subhuman in English. And that's the same concept that they're using, the Democrats in Washington right now, and it's pitiful.
Taught to them by the Mossad.
there they call your names and then just shoot you.
No, but it's what Israel does very effectively. They've done it for many years. They've perfected the art of dehumanization, and you're just seeing it spill over into the U.S. Congress.
Bob, I understand lately that the commander of NORTHCOM is requesting from the Pentagon that he to put 1 million men in this NORTHCOM now. Now, where is he going to get them other than foreigners?
And first of all, the information came from the Russians, and I don't know how true that is.
Assuming that it is true, that's a good question. Where is he going to get them from? Because the general wisdom out there is that up to 60% of the 1 million that he wants in this are actually in Afghanistan at any rate, and they're going to be ramping up for that as well. You know, we're ramping up to pull out. That makes a lot of sense. The whole program over there for 8 years has not worked on the hunt for al-Qaeda. No, we're just in there toppling governments and installing the Hamid Karzais of the world and their crook friends. I mean, it's absolutely insanity. This country is broke, yet we're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars on something that ain't going to work.
Yeah, well.
You know, there's
the Taliban controls 80% of the country now in Afghanistan.
Well, and that's going to be nothing but a meat grinder, because we can look back in history to see what they've done to the Russians and anybody else that tried to invade their country and occupy it. They all end up dead.
He's becoming more like George Bush every day.
Well, geez. Our vaunted Barry Sartorio, say it isn't so.
Well,
I'd like to see somebody put a rifle in Barry Sartorio's hands and send him to Afghanistan.
Because we can include all the congressmen and their children as well, and grandchildren.
Yeah.
Exactly. I spent 1969 in Vietnam. I spent my 19th birthday over there. So I knew all about it, and I didn't see any senators' kids or anybody else's that, you know, England people from up on the hill.
What did the Creedence Clearwater Revival say? I ain't no senator's son?
Yeah, we sure did.
Great group.
That's right. Hey, anything else there?
I wanted to say that lady, I have watched my wife's 401k lose 45% of its value so far, and because of the fact that her employer donated to it, I guess all her money's gone now, and what she's telling me, the only thing that's left is her employer's contribution. So, we got to watch that go.
Well,
but if I was her, I would convert over into gold or something that she can.
Is she still working for the company?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
my wife's doing.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
That's the trap.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the big trap.
Yeah, she's got 25 years there. She's got too much invested to go somewhere else.
That's right. And she's going to lose it on the other end, and that's the way they plan those things.
Well, I guess what I would do, Mike, is one thing. If she's been working for this company for 25 years, the thought has occurred to her about retirement. Versus what she's paid, versus what she's already lost and what she stands to lose, can she take an early retirement from these people and get out from under this?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't think she wants to. She's a workaholic.
Well, and there you go. There you go.
You know. So, all right. Thanks a lot, John.
Okay,
Mike, Bob.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Question for Bob. This is almost a comical situation on a daily basis in the gold market. Big downswings in New York. Big upswings in Asia. Right now you got gold up $3.10. I mean, that happens every day, Bob. I wake up...
Well, the first and second fixings in London, well, especially the first, are usually very firm. And I just wrote about that for tomorrow's issue in regard to today's market. And a good example, you get an hour or two into the COMEX futures trading, and in comes... J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Citicorp, HSBC, and they attack.
Yeah.
And it happens every day. But I can imagine how short they are. It's going to be very interesting to see how they extricate themselves.
Well, I guess, I mean, the constant spin from CNBC is that we've turned a corner because obviously the dollar is rallying. But now, what is the cause for the dollar rallying outside of, obviously, this is the last week before Christmas. They want to get everybody in a good mood to spend before Thursday. But is this dollar rally is more of a case of the dollar being the best of the worst fiat currencies in the world?
And it went from 74 to 78, and it's going to run out of gas.
Do you have a time frame on running out of gas? Is it this week or next week?
Well, you know, I look at it this way. If it had been a methodical move over a period of 2 or 3 months, it might stick. But when you see the U.S. government behind the scenes running it up, along with other central banks, you say to yourself, how much power do they have left? That's a 4.3 trillion-dollar a day market, and 2.5 trillion of that is traded in dollars. I mean, how much money do they have to rig it? And they're doing it on low volume because it's a holiday season.
Yeah, and if we look back, the dollar rally effectively started when we got third quarter GDP figures of 2.8%, which everybody hailed as a great improvement over, obviously, the dismal second quarter GDP. But today they revised that 2.8 to 2.2.
It's just more lies. They started with 3.5.
Yes.
Went to 2.8, then 2.2. They're massaging the public.
And guess what's going to happen next month with the jobs report? It's going to
be dreadful. February's going to be worse.
No, it's going to show a boost in jobs because the government is hiring 1.5 million people to take the census, and they are going to be counted as new jobs.
Oh, I forgot about that. But February, the birth, death,
model has to be adjusted, and they're talking in terms of 800,000.
Yeah, but
that's half of what it is. It runs around 125,000 a month.
Yeah, well, you know they're going to fudge the numbers with the...
That's by 50%.
The census.
Well, and Robbie, between now and that jobs report, are we going to lose 1.5 million?
I don't know. But yeah. If anybody out there is looking for a job, contact your nearest census bureau. They are hiring.
And they'll give you a little GPS unit. When you show up at somebody's door, you get to mark it. Hmm. Be a good little soldier for the government. And you're getting paid to boot.
I think they pay better than minimum wage.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they do.
And Acorn lost the job.
Robert in Arizona. Hello, Robert.
Hello. How are you, gentlemen?
Hi.
It's a pleasure to talk with you. Yeah, it was just a very interesting conversation. All I can say is just follow the fictitious money masters and you'll get the whole picture, right?
Yep.
Bob, I had a question for you. First of all, it's an honor to talk to you, all of you gentlemen, especially you, Bob. I've been listening to you and following you for a long time. The gold mining stocks, they've been really suppressing them. Where do you see them taking off? In what time frame?
Well, they're trying to tell you today that they really don't want to go down anymore. And the exercise was twofold. Actually threefold. Number one, they wanted gold down because they wanted to run the dollar, keep the market up. They left the commodities alone. And they had a good opportunity to do that with the dollar because of the problems in Europe and Dubai. I know what the short positions are in the major brokerage firms such as, which are now banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs and Citi and so on. And Goldman alone is over, short, over 10 million shares of one stock. And the others are short the same stock and some others as well, as is Goldman. Their short position is absolutely enormous. And the same thing is true in the COMEX futures market. The net short is triple the normal net short. And Robbie and I discussed this earlier. And I said, they got to cover someday. And when they cover, they got to buy back.
Right. Okay.
But that's what's suppressing the gold stocks.
Okay.
And it's the United States government. That's who's doing it.
But how long do you see them doing this? I mean, how much longer they can hold on? We're talking about billions and billions of dollars.
Well, you've got next week. And on the 29th, options expiration is over, and most of the options are out of the money already. I think they'd like to close it around 10:49 to make sure that nobody collects anything, because the government got bombed last month by billions, and they want to get it back. And they were expecting a correction, and they made it happen. We would have had one anyway, in about the same... You know what? I said $125, $150. And so how much is it down from the top, Robbie, right now?
Sorry, Bob, what was that?
How much is gold down from the top? I think it was $1,224.
$1,224, yeah.
And we're looking at...
Bob, we know where the bottom is. We know the bottom is $1,050.
Yeah, $1,086. So that's 14 and 24, 34, 38. It's $138 on the downside. It's nothing. Absolutely nothing. But it makes for very, very good buys in the gold shares. And I think it makes for very, very good buys in bullion and greater numismatic coins as well.
Well, I'm invested on some of the stocks that you mentioned. And the other question I have is this, Bob. Do you see this coinciding with your, because I know you talked about June, where the dollar collapse is either going to start or is going to be halfway through it. And should, at that point, as the stocks start to go up, should I hold on to it to see what kind of new currency we fall into? Or do I sell out and take the currency that's that, you know, is going to be failing, and I take my 3-1, like you mentioned?
Well, first of all, gold and shares will appreciate far, far more in anticipation of a devaluation or default. And any kind of money that you might lose by, let's say, selling your gold or your stock at a higher level, that is going to offset any losses you would have taken and then some in having the dollar. You want to hold and be long as you can.
Okay, and that's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. I just, you know, you hear a lot of other people say different things, but pretty much I've followed you, and you've been right on the money every single time. So I want to thank you. I appreciate you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Okay.
And have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Robert. Doug in Colorado, you're up next. Hello, Doug. Doug, you there?
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Oh, he got cut off. Hi, Jasper.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi.
All right. I wanted to get my question in if I had time, so this is good. My question is to Bob. I've been hearing a lot about the price of gold adjusted for inflation, and I don't think I've really been understanding it this whole time. And I was just hoping that maybe you could explain it to me, because I'm not sure if I understand it correctly. That is it like a functional thing that is that it, is it going to affect the way that gold readjusts or gains value? In other words, if there is no economic crisis and the government stepped out of manipulating the gold market, is that 7,000 level the amount that it would naturally raise up to?
I would think so. And, you know, gold goes up for a lot of reasons. And the two main ones, which one of you should mention, which is inflation. But we're being told, and the public's being told in America, that inflation's 2.4%, when in fact it's probably closer to 8%. I don't have an exact figure, but it's close to it. And most people aren't listening to that. That's not why they're buying gold. They're buying gold for the other reason, a flight to quality. They have lost confidence and trust in the central banking systems, all of them. And that's why you're seeing this magical move into bullion. And the only thing that keeps knocking bullion down is the paper market in the form of COMEX futures and LBMA futures in London. And sooner or later, the physical market's going to take over. And these other markets are going to fall aside, I think, through scandal. Because I don't think they have what they say they have, etc. And so you've got two powerful forces making gold go up. And any whiff in the major media at all that next year or the year after there's going to be a devaluation or a default is going to send gold right up. They won't be able to stop it anymore.
Well, do you expect that 7,000 point will be the minimum when everything really hits the fan?
It all depends on how much inflation we have in between and how much flight we have in between. We might have both of them at the same time. You might look at $12,000. But the 7,000 is based upon inflation since 1980.
So is that how much it would be worth today? Not if, what if inflation goes up and our money devalues by 300%? Does that mean that that 7,000 limit will actually be, that 7,000 point will actually be 21,000?
Could be.
Is that, that
just don't know until we get there. And I don't worry about that. What I worry about is getting to 7,000. And whatever happens to that, we'll deal when we come to it.
But then if by the time we get to 7,000, inflation will be much higher, and adjusting for inflation, gold would probably be much higher, no?
You're right, and I am a conservative with that estimate, and which was actually 6,700, and John Williams said 7,150. So 7,000 is a good number.
Today's a good day to buy, huh, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, every day's a good day to buy.
Thanks, Jasper. Appreciate your call. We're out of time, my friend. And Doug in Colorado, tried to go to you before, don't have the time now. Just a little heads up, the callers, when you drop out, you hang up, it screws everything up. Please don't hang up. We were going to your call as you were putting the phone in the cradle. At any rate, thanks for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen, and be sure to tune in on Monday's broadcast of the National Intel Report with Dr. Rowan and Mr. McDonald on the book, oh boy, what a good one it is. They own it all, including you. Thank you, gentlemen. See you next Tuesday. Thank you, folks. Have a good Christmas if you're not going to be here tomorrow. With recent